We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Stefan, before we dive into, you know, the specific talks about the Canadian border impact to the local economy, we know sales tax has really been heavily impacted in Erie County because of the entire coronavirus pandemic. I know there's some figures from your office that you recently released. What are some of the recent figures that we're looking at?
Yeah, for the most recent quarter, sales tax was down 16% compared to the same time in 2019. So for the first quarter a year ago, sales tax receipts were about $204.1 million. And then for the most recent quarter this year, it was $172 million. So sales tax, which is our largest source of revenue, is down significantly. For the entire year, our fiscal year begins January 1st, our sales tax revenue is down $13.2 million for the first 5 months of the year, which is almost 7%. This is a significant hit to the Erie County budget because this is our largest source of revenue. Because we are down significantly in sales tax revenue, and it was projected to go up pre-pandemic, the county is going to have to make some very difficult choices when it comes to balancing the budget. We have to have a balanced budget, and some very difficult choices are going to be coming our way because of the reduction of sales tax. So as the county's chief fiscal officer, I would strongly encourage a safe and smart opening of our economy to put more money in businesses and more money in income generators, which in turn flows back not only to Erie County, but sales tax revenue is shared with cities, towns, villages, school districts, even the NFTA. So there is a massive ripple effect when there is a loss of sales tax revenue, not just to Erie County, but towns, cities, villages, school districts, and even the NFTA.
We found out on Tuesday morning that the Canadian border will stay closed until August 21st. Now, I know Canada tourists, they're not the primary driver of the local economy, but how significant is Canadian visitation to the United States and to Buffalo and Erie County in particular significant to the local economy?
Yeah, New York State does not do a specific breakdown of exactly where sales tax revenue comes from. So we do not get a breakdown from New York, whether or not it's a Canadian shopper, an American shopper, or even what specific stores people visit. We do have the anecdotal evidence that when you drive by any suburban shopping mall, you see a sea of Canadian license plates. And that's great. I love that because that means there's sales tax revenue coming into our community from dollars that are from another country. And so, you know, we know that our sales tax revenue, which is the largest source of sales tax or revenue for the county budget, we do know there are a lot of Canadians that come to Erie County and shop in our malls, which in turn beefs up our sales tax revenue. And that's revenue that's used by the county, cities, towns, villages, school districts, and even the NFTA. So from a fiscal perspective, I would love to see the border open. I would love to see our bridges open because that means there's healthy commerce between our two countries and a healthier sales tax revenue.
When we still look at this, though, the border is going to be closed for another month. Does it paint even more dire of a picture for Erie County finances moving forward? I mean, obviously, you know, the sales tax revenue isn't coming in from Canadians. We don't know exactly how much it is. It's just all anecdotal. But, you know, do you think all of a sudden if the border were to, say, reopen tomorrow, we would get a sudden boost in the economy? Or do you think it would be negligible at best?
No, I certainly would see it as a positive if the border were open and Canadians were driving here to Erie County to shop. I'm not happy about the border closure for numerous reasons, especially the hit to our county budget in sales tax revenue. I want the border open. I would love to see stronger commerce between our two nations, and I would love to see the economy open back up again. Because of the fact that the Canadian border is still going to remain closed, that is definitely going to be a hit to our sales tax revenue, which in turn is going to negatively impact our budget. I'm not happy about it. They should open it up. We can still protect the elderly and the vulnerable from a health perspective and have a healthy balance of getting our economy moving again. In many respects, the cure is worse than the disease, and I'm not happy about it. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.